This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv on Sunday on another Middle East tour to push for a ceasefire in Gaza, but Hamas terrorists raised doubts about the mission just hours after he landed by accusing Israel of undermining his efforts. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday, Israel is engaged in complex negotiations for the return of its hostages held in Gaza, but also has principles to uphold that are vital for its security. On his 10th trip to the region since the war began in October, Blinken will meet on Monday with senior Israeli leaders, including Netanyahu, a senior State Department official said. Ukraine continued to make gains in their incursion over the weekend, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Ukraine has taken out a key bridge in Russia's western Kursk region and hit another one nearby, likely trying to cut off Russian supply lines. This happened about 2 weeks into their cross-border movement. Ukraine's Air Force chief and Russia's regional governor both reported Ukrainian troops have hit a second bridge over the Siem River. Russia's military bloggers acknowledge that the destruction of the first bridge will disrupt supply deliveries to Russian forces. Kiev has been tight-lipped on whether its troops intend to seek a foothold in the Kursk region, but hitting the bridges suggests an attempt to hinder a potential Russian counterattack in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Sudan's government said it will send a delegation to Cairo for discussions with U.S. and Egyptian officials on Monday, keeping open the question of participation in peace talks aimed at ending a 16-month war. The government, controlled by the army, which is fighting the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces for control of the country, had said it would not attend the peace talks.